Yeah, let's why don't we start?
Yeah.
What? Which news? I forgot.
This is the operator. Did you need me to start the recording or call out to Rafiq?
Operator, can you hear me? It's Glenn.
Yes, I can.
Please don't call out to Rafiq. He's on another call. And
I'm sorry, your line cut out again.
Please don't call out to Rafiq.
Okay, and how about the recording?
Do you want this recording to, do you want us to start? And please start the recording. Thank you.
Thank you. And will you need me to dial out to Rafiq at all? Or will you press star zero for the operator?
We'll, yes, for the next call, we'd like you to dial out to Rafiq, please.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's the one that
follows
this one. With a passcode of GNSO. Okay?
GNSO, he'll be on. Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome. One moment while I start the recording. Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. At this time, I would like to remind parties today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Jeff Newman, chair of the Policy Process Steering Committee. And from now until approximately 10 a.m., we have a normal session of the PPSC. It's open, so anyone's welcome to listen in and contribute if you'd like. I'm going to have, Marika, if you can just, or someone could do the roll just to see who we've got. I mean, I'll say who we've got in the room here. We've got Alan Greenberg. We've got myself. We've got Tim Ruiz. And I know on the call we have Jay Scott and we have Marilyn Cade. All members of the PPSC, and of course we have from staff, we have Margie and Marika and Glenn and others listening in. So just to check, so we have, do we have anyone here from the BC? Yes, well, Marilyn, I think you are, yes, Marilyn Cade. But Marilyn Cade isn't an individual, but good enough. We have Jay Scott from the IPC. We do not have Tony Harris or Tony Holmes from the ISPs. Do we have anyone from the non-commercials?
I think we probably have apologies from Tony Holmes because he had an accident.
Right. So we have apologies from Tony Holmes. Say that again? I'm sorry.
I saw Avery at breakfast and she said
okay, Avery said she's going to come, but she's not here yet. We have myself from the registries. We have Tim Ruiz from the registrars. No one here from the NCA. And... okay. So the purpose of today's meeting really is to finalize the working group work team report so that we can send it to the council so that the council can, with our recommendation, open up a public comment period followed by a council, hopefully, approval of the working group work team report or alternatively to send it back if there's any issues or questions to clarify. So with that said, when the PPSC, just to remind everyone, when the PPSC got the working group work team final report, we had only a few issues that the PPSC believed needed to be clarified. Remember, the instructions to the PPSC were not to redo any of the work that the working group work team did, and if there were any questions, it was really to be sent back to the working group work team. The working group work team, chaired by Jay Scott, responded to all of those concerns with a revised redline draft along with explanations of each of the changes. And the PPSC then took those changes and had just a few additional clarifications, and those are what we're here to discuss so we can finalize it. And I think we can we'll probably take a vote through email just to make sure we get those people that aren't attending this meeting right now so we can make sure that we have hopefully full consensus of the PPSC to send it to the council. So with that said, any questions on what we need to do here? Jay Scott, anything you want to add on what we need to do here?
Nope.
Great. So we had a call last week on December 1st, and I believe hammered out all of the substantive issues, and it's now really a question of language. I want to double check with everyone that we're on the same page with the substance, and then Jay Scott has graciously volunteered on his long plane ride out here tomorrow to draft it so that we can have the final language by tomorrow night, Monday night, approve it hopefully by email on Tuesday, and then I can then report to the council on Wednesday that we have that ready to send to them.
Can Marika just, for the group, tell the two areas where we are going to do the additional language? I think there were only two. Isn't that correct, Marika?
Yeah, there were. Well, we'll go over those now. I think you're right. I think there were only a couple that actually needed some language. The first issue that so there were a total of four issues that had come out by the PPSC in our discussions, and the first one was determining level of consensus, and there were some explanations in the report that didn't seem to go along with what some of our understanding was, but it was just a clarification. And what so what it says here in Marika's notes was that we expressed a concern about how the wording was defined as wasn't workable. The RAA and registry contracts allow contracted parties to question claims of consensus on policies, and the language that Jay Scott was going to draft was to replace the current language, which basically, sorry, I'm trying to read the notes here on the Adobe. Do you have something to pull that specific part up? Is there a way to pull that up on the Adobe?
I can put the whole document.
Yeah, so I just want to go to that section. Just hold with us. We're going to pull up the document, put it on Adobe. Oh, and by the way, if you put something in the chat room, for some reason I can't get into the chat, so hopefully, Marika, if you'll let me know if someone says something on the chat that needs to be repeated. You're controlling that?
Oh, I'll release it. I'll get to the...
That's fine. If you want to just go straight to it, that's fine. Right. So the first one was the paragraph that's in the middle now, which is the wording says in the report, based on the working group's needs and or chair's discretion, working group participants may request that their name not be associated explicitly with any consensus view position. In cases where a group member represents the minority viewpoint, their name should be explicitly linked, especially in those cases where polls were taken. Now, on the call, we discussed that the point, really, of this provision was that if there was full consensus, there was no need for, in the report necessarily, for it to say, to list each person individually, but to just state that it was a full consensus. But if there were minority opinions or anyone that didn't agree with the consensus, that the intent was to definitely list them out. I think the concern was that if there was full consensus, that we didn't want someone later on to agree to, if they initially agreed as part of the consensus, we didn't want them later on to sort of question it. We wanted to have an accurate record of everybody that was supporting or not supporting a particular position. The language isn't perfect on that, and Jay Scott was taking the action item to make that point clear. Was there a summit, Marilyn? Did you have a comment on that?
I just have a clarification. I should know this, but I don't, so I'm going to ask. In our document, does it, in some place it says, full consensus means blah, 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 yes? But full consensus does not mean unanimity. So, Mike, right?
Actually, full consensus does mean unanimity. There's a consensus, which is a level low below that. It's in there. It's on page...
Sorry, I'm rolling my eyes because
15.
We are inventing terminology that is different than... that existed.
Well, Marilyn, this terminology was pulled from previous documentation that's been used in ICANN.
I know. That was what I was just thinking. I was remembering that, Jay Scott. So, So when you say, never mind, I think you've answered my question. It was consensus I was thinking about, not full consensus.
Right.
Got it.
Right. So when there's anyone that's got a minority opinion or doesn't agree with the consensus, the intent is really to call that out in the report. So everyone's still good with that? Or Alan's giving me a puzzled look. No. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Everyone in this room is good with that. Okay, so that's what Jay Scott is clarifying. That was one spot, Jay Scott. And then, yeah, I might just, you know what, maybe I can just, yeah, why don't we put that back up? Sorry, I keep changing my mind here. So the second point was, well, it's getting, there it is. The second point is who may question a consensus call. I think in the paper we got back, it wasn't expressly clear, but the point was that, you know, you had to draw sort of a line between someone questioning to kind of be harassing to stop the process versus, you know, legitimate questions of consensus. And what we had decided on the call was that, you know, look, everyone should be able to, or I should say anyone should be able to question the consensus, but if it's only one individual, that they should make their best attempt to work with the chair to resolve those issues first. And then obviously, so what it says here, I'll just read what we wrote in the notes, which is language to clarify that an individual working group member may work with the chair liaison if there is disagreement with the designation given to a position, to ensure that the onus is on the chair or liaison to determine whether there is an issue, instead of a working group having to recruit support from working group members. The language that's currently in there made it sound like if someone disagreed, they had to get someone else on their side before the chair or liaison would actually consider it or before there could be an appeal. Here it's really a statement saying encouraging that person or persons to work with the chair or liaison to straighten out whatever disagreement there is. The reason it says chair or liaison is that the issue could be with the chair's designation, and, you know, going back to the chair may not be the most fruitful way to resolve the issue if that's who your issue is with. So, again, it's kind of a minor change to language. It's really what was intended. It just, the language wasn't as clear as it could be. Right, Jay Scott, that's on your plate as well.
That's it.
And the other two issues we actually resolved, which was just to restate what they were, which was we had talked about or added some provisions about liaison neutrality and made it clear that, you know, liaison is free to always say that this is my personal opinion. But really, when they're performing their job as a liaison, they have to be neutral, and they have to do it as that liaison to the council, because they do have a very specific role of informing the council objectively as to what's going on, reporting any difficulties that the working group may be encountering, and making sure the council is providing the support. And you know, for those of you that were around for yesterday's discussion, you know, I think the role of the council liaison is extremely important, and, you know, there's been a lot of miscommunication or lack of communication with the council these days, and, in fact, I don't even know who our council liaison is from the PPSC, and so I think we had one at one point, and we should have one, but we don't, and I think that's caused some of the problems, and I think the OSC may be kind of in a similar position. But, you know, that kind of causes some of the consternation between council and the working group. So that's really resolved as well. And then the last one is definition of consensus. And this was an issue that the registries had raised, that there was some language that was added by the working group. And if you want to pull that up, which we're going to, I think, Marika, you're going to move that to a footnote, right? I don't know if you've already done that. Okay. I think you had language.
Yeah, but I'm waiting
for. Okay. So what was added from the working group work team was on page 15, right? Is that it? Let's see.
No,
sorry, page 16. I tried to do that from memory. Didn't work. So there was some language added to the consensus definition, which states that a consensus is where a position where only a small minority disagree, but most agree. And then there was a sentence that was added to the end of that, which is, says, this is sometimes just referred to as rough or near consensus. And the registries had an issue with that because, that's a term that's not very familiar in the ICANN world. And there was a concern that the contracted parties that something less that using the term rough consensus actually implied something less than consensus. And so what we're going to do, because that is a term of art in other groups, is to drop that second sentence into a footnote, which explains for those that may be new to the ICANN world but may come from other areas where these terms are used, to really just explain in a footnote that to some people this may mean the same thing, but it's not intended in the ICANN world to lower the standard of what constitutes consensus. Looking around the room, see if there's any questions on that. Anyone on the phone, any questions on that? So that's really it. Those are the four issues that we had. It seems like all of them are resolved subject to language. And I want to just go around the room now because I really want to make sure that once the language comes, unless there's some specific issue with the drafting, I want to make sure that we're not going to get any substantive issues with the working group report so we can send it on. Marika?
This is Marika. If I can just comment on the process of getting that done, because I know you really want to move it fast and then maybe have it for the council on Wednesday, but I think we need a little bit more time, especially some members of the PPSC are not here, and I don't either. I don't expect much discussion maybe on the language that Jay Scott puts out, but I think people should get a couple of days to look at the language that Jay Scott circulates. If there are no comments, I'll go ahead and integrate that all, and I don't think we still need to put out the whole document to the whole PPSC and saying, look, here's the whole document. This is your last chance. You get 1 week, and if we don't hear from you, we assume you're happy with it, and we submit it to the council to make sure that everyone has opportunity, as several members are actually not here, I think. So.
Yeah, I think that's fine, and if anyone does have the chance to review it before the council meeting and wants to vote in favor of it, that would be helpful. Either way, I'm going to report the status to the council and hopefully give a good indication that this is coming to them in the next week or so, that the full report will be coming to them, and that we can I'm not going to say we're going to disband the working group work team, because remember, it is possible that the council could send some things back in their review. So the working group work team will still stay in place until such time that the council finally approves the report or sent. Well, if they send it back, then obviously we're still here. But hopefully, knock on wood, and I'm counting on hopefully. Today's Sunday. On Tuesday is Constituency Stakeholder Day, so I'm hoping each of you can reserve 5-10 minutes or more at your sessions to go over this, get your stakeholder group and constituencies on board with this so that there shouldn't be any surprises with the council. I think there were enough surprises with the OSC work, although it really shouldn't have been a surprise, but there were enough surprises that hopefully we can try to avoid that. I think we've been through enough cycles on this, and I really do believe this is an important report that should be decided on by the council, because it does give some really good pointers and guidelines for working groups in the future, and especially with some potential new working groups being established at the council on registration abuse and others that may emerge in the next month or so. This will be very good to have in place. Marika?
This is Marika. Just to mention, because Jay Scott did give an overview yesterday to the GSO Council, and there's some slides with that. So if anyone wants those slides, they're on the web, or you can just ask me, and I'm happy to send them as well, because they provide a good overview of what is in there and what is still outstanding.
Yeah, Marilyn?
My question is not about this, but it's about the discussion that happened yesterday. So tell me if you'd like me to reserve that till later or take it up now.
Let's just see if there's any questions on the report itself. Okay, and then let me just throw in, just remember, the next item, after we get this to the council, the next item that we are currently slated to do at some point, probably second quarter, I would say, next year. Hopefully, we will as a steering committee, unless the council changes this, which is what Marilyn's going to get into, I think. But at least currently, we're slated to receive that PDP work team report, and that's going to be very extensive. There's, you know, the first initial report that came out was 150 pages. The final report will, most of those pages, a lot of those pages will be in appendices. We're shortening it for those of you that haven't seen the reports on the wiki, so it'll be shorter. But the important thing to note is that there will be specific text that we're recommending for bylaws, specific text that we are recommending for what we're currently calling a PDP manual or guidebook. And so there'll be distinctions of what will be in each one. So it's really critical that as long as the council keeps this team together, and that's, we'll get into a discussion of what happened yesterday, but it's very critical that you all pay attention, and please, please, please make sure that your representatives, some of you may be the same, but your representatives show up to the PDP work team so that we can get that moving forward. If the council passes a current resolution, there are a couple resolutions pending with the council right now. Part of one, which I think should or may pass, is at least a delivery of a timeline and milestones from the PDP work team as to when we can complete the report, or at least the steps that we need to take with temporary, or I would say our best guess as to delivery dates for all of those. So that's the next item. Please be on the lookout for that. Please pay attention to the list. And Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Because the PDP work team is not, they're having a working team session, but they're not having a workshop or a presentation of the status. But we did prepare a slide presentation, and we've encouraged all the work team members to take that back to their stakeholder groups and constituencies to ready go over it, and so that people are aware which issues are in there. Because as Jeff said, this is, you know, quite important, because it is going to propose bylaw changes and a whole section that will go into the GNSO rules of procedure. So we would, everyone really like to focus on that and be prepared when the report comes out, so that we get public comments and make sure to take this into account at this level and not wait until we're indeed at the PPSC or the GNSO council level. So, and again, I'm happy as well to come to any stakeholder group or constituency to give that presentation if it's needed. So you can just come and talk to me, and I'm happy to give you the slide deck or provide more information.
Yeah, Tim.
When you send out the email or the request for approval or whatever to the PPSC steering committee team members, yeah, that's right, include the alternates. I don't know if that would be automatic or not, but I just looking at the list of members, I'm just concerned some may not, you know, really pay attention, or I think one's gone, actually. So,
well, we did actually recently ask all of the constituencies and stakeholder groups to confirm that these people were still their representatives, and you know, we did get feedback, these are still the ones we want to have on there. You know, we didn't hear anything of any further change. I'll check with Glenn as well to see on the list if there's indeed anyone that has left or is no longer involved, and to double check whether indeed someone else should get added. But we did recently do that exercise, and I think everyone is on the mailing list, so they should normally get the but maybe you want to, yeah, Jeff, you want to highlight as well that if the primary cannot respond or review, that the alternate should take on that role, that at least one of the two has that responsibility. And I don't know either if you want to, because what Jay Scott has done in the working group work team is more the call, like, if no one objects by this date, we presume you agree. So I don't know if you want to take the same approach, or whether you're expecting everyone to affirmatively, you know, note that they agree, or...
Well, ideally, I want everyone affirmatively to agree, and we'll be, I will personally be following up with any group that doesn't, so hopefully I'll pester them enough to get them to agree. And on that... Yes, Jay Scott,
I'm happy. I'm happy to take on some of that administrative task of contacting people well as vice chair of the PPSC if you need some help.
Great. Thank you, Jay Scott.
To encourage people to participate, because we need to make sure the roles stay active and the people stay engaged.
Okay. Thanks. Marilyn?
Jeff, I'll reserve my other question for later. This is a question relevant to this topic, if I might. Marilyn Cade, for the record. Can I just probe a little bit further on this issue of whether the approach we're presently taking in order to move our work forward is going to serve us in the future when we get this next document, the PDP. I'm there in an observer capacity, and I'm rarely there, and I'm certainly aware of that, but I am trying to follow the work. But I noticed that I do think we may have some change or need to have some change in participants in order to do that next stage of work, because it's very difficult to design a PDP process if you actually don't have experience in working within the PDP process. So maybe we should also talk about, which we had considered once before, the idea of a face-to-face or a more prolonged work period, one or two times, where we slog through more of the work than trying to do the frequent conference calls.
Anyone have any thoughts on that? You know, Alan?
In terms of a face-to-face meeting, we were beat up pretty bad last time. I'm not sure I want to go through that again, unless we have some belief that it's going to be supported.
Yeah, Margie?
And just to follow up, this is Margie. When we couldn't do the face-to-face, we did schedule a long conference call on the PDP group and didn't get a lot of participation in that either, did we?
No. It was just a normal attendance. And actually, I want to kind of get – let me get to that for a second and just figure out the participants, because I will say – and I know this is being recorded, and I generally don't like to call people out, but I guess I will. You know, we've had some – attendance. So the registrars have been great, I will say. You know, between on the PDP work team, we've had James and Paul Diaz for every meeting, and at least one of them, if not both, usually for every meeting. What's that? And Tatiana, sorry. And she's been paying attention and as well. She's been there. On the registry side, I've been there. There could be some better attendance from the other registry rep, you know, I've been there. From the non-commercials, we've had good attendance from Alex, and Avery has been to a bunch of the meetings recently. From the ISPs, Wolf has shown up for a bunch of meetings, but for a good amount. And then from the commercial stakeholder group, the other two, from the BC and from the IPC, the attendance has been abysmal, to say a good word, yes. So my concern is, and Jay Scott, you're on the line, there's been a lot of work that's been going on, and I, you know, the goal, at least, and it worked well with the working group work team, was to not have the PPSC review the substantive recommendations unless there was need for clarity or some really outstanding questions, but it wasn't to revisit the topics that were discussed for such a long period of time, and I'd like to follow that approach again with the PPSC for the PDP work team. My fear is that because the lack of attendance from those two constituencies within the commercial stakeholder group, my fear is that there will be substantive questions raised during that time period, and that's really something I want to avoid. So while we still have some outstanding work left and still enough time to get the concerns in on the PDP, I really, really strongly please beg you to go to your groups and get your representatives to attend, and if they can't attend, please appoint someone that can. And when you do appoint someone that can, as Marilyn kind of alluded to, please appoint someone that's familiar with PDP processes. To start someone completely new on this that hasn't been exposed would be very difficult. And so if you could go back and do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Sorry, I neglected to mention that Alan, of course, participates regularly from the ALAC, and so definitely appreciate that. And sorry to leave you out of that explanation. So that's the next thing.
I'm used to being ignored.
Now, Alan, you've been a very valuable participant to this group, and I for one, extremely appreciate it. Tim, yes.
Is the PDP work team looking at or going to be looking at the specific bylaw changes that might need to be made, right? Okay.
Yes. And we've had assistance from staff and with the general counsel's office at staff to help us draft language that hopefully reflects what we've come up with as a team. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Based on the discussions of the work team that were in the initial report, Marge and I worked with our general counsel's office to develop a first draft of the proposed bylaw changes, as well as the what we call the PDP manual that would go into the rules of procedure. So that's actually current in the current draft, and that's out on the wiki. So if you really want to have a look and see what's in there. We're still discussing and going through it, so I'm sure more changes might be made, because there are already some issues that we've identified where, the work team feels that certain parts of certain provisions should be in the bylaws and certain parts should be in the operating rules. So there's still work to be done, but it would give you a general idea of where it's moving towards, because it's really moving towards taking most of the detail out of the bylaws and moving that into the rules of procedure. I think it was one of the BGC recommendations, and I think most in the council have expressed similar opinions. So that's the direction it's heading.
Right. It's a real delicate balance between, obviously the contracted parties have to, the outcome of a PDP may be a consensus policy. And so contracted parties obviously are very sensitive to make sure that while we understand there needs to be some flexibility, there also needs to be some certainty as they do affect those contracts. And I think so far the PDP work team has struck a pretty good balance as to maintaining the flexibility, but also giving the contracted parties the certainty they need in order to do their business. So I think some very key decisions are being made, and I hope that most of the work is being done at the PDP work team level and doesn't break out into a huge uproar next year at the council level. So the best thing to make sure that happens is to make sure that your reps show up and that they're keeping you all up to date as to what's going on. Because we are getting towards, knock on wood, we're getting towards that final completion. So just to spend a few minutes on something that Marilyn had brought up. At the council session, I'll take a step back. The charter for the PPSC is renewed annually. So this will be the second time that it comes up for a renewal. And at this meeting, if there's no motion to extend the life of the PPSC, the group will expire. Now, I'm not sure what that really means. Nothing will really prevent us from meeting, but technically the charter will expire. And if that obviously none of us want that to happen. So there was a motion introduced by Chuck Gomes that was seconded that really just extends the charter out for another year. There was a motion then that was, and Wendy's here, so I'll let Wendy, Wendy then introduced a second motion, which I'll let her, if she wants to just describe, or basically I'll try to paraphrase it, Wendy, and you can let me know if I do a horrible job. But Wendy's motion was basically to thank everyone for the hard work on, and again, this applied to both the PPSC and the OSC, so it was both steering committees. Thank everyone for their hard work, and then just let the term expire, I guess, was the first motion. Essentially, that was what it said. And Wendy's shaking her head, yes.
Yes. Thanks, Jeff. And my motion was instigated primarily by concern that the council wasn't doing its job of keeping up with the work of these steering committees and was sort of being too lax a delegator of work, and that particularly from the OSC side, we were seeing things come back that we were unhappy with when we tried to apply them, but then couldn't engage enough in the process to get the work done in a fashion that we were more satisfied with. And so I was hoping to reboot things from the council side of the equation to get councillors more engaged in this monitoring of the work that council commissioned. And I thought having processes that have been going on for very long time makes it difficult for new members to get involved, because new members to a group are told that they have to go back through all of the archives and come up to speed on everything before they're a full-fledged participant, and that can be a real barrier to involvement. So I think we have to strike a better balance between not reinventing wheels and also inviting new participation and new pushes to conclusion of work. And I look forward to the chance to talk with the PPSC and others about how we can make that work.
Okay, and just to go on, the other part of the motion, I believe, called for delivery of or giving to the council deliverable dates as to what it would take to wind up the work that we're currently doing, and I think with a goal of finalizing work by the San Francisco meeting, I think was kind of the other part of that motion. We had a discussion yesterday at the council level of, you know, with the working group work team report, that's going to be up at the council hopefully this week, so that's great. That's one of the two work teams of the PPSC. The PDP work team, we've just been discussing here for a little bit, which has some work yet to go. And I think the problem with the motion was that if you cut off the PPSC, you also cut off the work team under it, and the current resolution didn't really address that. So some work needs to be done on the motion if that's the intent. And so, Marilyn, let me let you ask your question, and then we can talk a little bit more about this.
Well, I was either amused or disheartened by the conversation that took place yesterday, because regardless of what the motivation is about proposing to close a work initiative like this down, there's probably nothing that's more important to informed policymaking than completing this PDP work. The council's primary product is policy. And so listening to councillors debating whether or not they're happy with the work approach taken by one of the groups that they're supposed to be supporting would have been what I expected. As a manager or as an executive, when a team reports in and they tell you the progress they're making on the product they're building for you, and they clearly are struggling with resources, I think the appropriate approach from a council that is managing a process is to have a dialogue about other resources, additional information, new forms of working, instead of closing it down. So, you know, that was the disheartening part. I thought you did an excellent job of trying to educate the councillors who demonstrated a lack of familiarity with the importance of the this adjacent work that is on their plates that was given to them by the restructuring. But I will say that the teams who are trying to complete the work on restructuring and structural improvements, I hope all of us can communicate broadly with the councillors that the importance of the council actually thinking of themselves as the managers of the process and thinking about it in terms of additional resources. And I don't mean just additional people, because there is probably nothing right now that is as important to the council as having a PDP process that works.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think you know, it was definitely an interesting discussion yesterday. And, you know, at least with respect to, you know, there was some discussion. The third part of the of a motion that I didn't raise was basically the creation of a new standing committee, which I'm not really sure how that would work or what that would do and why you would just take out a steering committee and replace it with a standing committee. And it just, to me, it's hard to grasp. And what I asked at, basically one of the things I asked at yesterday's meeting was to bifurcate the motions. At this meeting, we obviously need to do something so that the work, to make sure that the work of the PDP work team continues, because I don't think anyone has an interest in having that work stop. And if we want to create a standing committee at some point, you know, let's table that part of the motion and discuss that separately as to whether that's a good idea, bad idea, or how to structure that. But let's separate it out so that we can make sure that nothing stops this work from going forward. So I'm sure there'll be more discussion on the council's meeting on Wednesday on this topic, on the motions that are currently before it. But I just wanted to give you all kind of an idea of what was going on. Any other questions on that? Because I know we have a few minutes before the next session starts, and I will give everyone a few minutes to get settled in, if that's... Anybody else? Jay Scott, anything from California? I'll take that as we put him to sleep. Well, Jay Scott, if you can still hear me, have a great flight out here, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night or Tuesday. All right, with that, thanks, Jay Scott. With that, I think we can close this session down. I think the council starts up in 10 minutes. We got 40 minutes. So everybody take some fruit and have some wake up. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Bye.